Good evening, everyone and members. Welcome to this evening's meeting of North West Planning. The first item is Chairman's notices, which have to do with the sound recording of the meeting. The meeting is recorded. Any part held in open session, that is, for subsequent publication on the Council's website. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be given permission to be included in the recording. Fire. In the event of a fire, a siren will sound. Please use the exits marked in green. A fire assembly point is outside the main entrance. Please gather there and wait further instructions. And we're not expecting a test, by the way, so if it happens, it's likely to be real. Please also be advised of the different levels of flooring in the council chamber. There are steps practically everywhere. And the meeting is being recorded on closed circuit television. Item 2, apologies for absence.
Apologies from Councillors Bamford and St Joseph.
Thank you. Right, item 3 is the minutes of the meeting held on the 8th of January. Members, have you all had a chance to read them? Do we need to go through them or can I take them as read?
Agreed.
Agreed, thank you very much. Item 4 is disclosure of interest. I'll go first so I can't forget. Regarding items 9 and 11, which are both situated in Tolson Knights Parish, I'm a member of Tolson Knights Parish Council. Councillor Durham.
Thank you very much, Chairman. I have a non-pecuniary interest as a member of Essex County Council, so any matter pertaining to that organisation. Thank you.
Councillor Mrs Channer.
Likewise, Madam Chairman, I must disclose a non-pecuniary interest in that I'm also a member of Essex County Council, so any matter pertaining to that, but of course they are expressly consulted on matters of highways, access, education, etc.
Okay, thank you. Right, item 5. Oh, sorry, Councillor Keyes, I apologise.
Yeah, non-pecuniary interest, I'm a sit on Great Chotham Parish Council.
Right, thank you. Members, I'm slightly in your hands on this item 5 because you will be aware there is confidential paper relating to it. I trust you've read that. Now, the thing is, if anyone wishes to discuss anything on the green paper, we have to clear the chamber and do it in private.
I don't think I've had the green
paper. I've not had the green paper, Chairman, and this is just not coming up on good. I didn't know there was a green paper attached to it.
Has anyone else had that problem? This is not good news for the members of the public.
Chairman, it's better for members of the public than us because, of course, they can't have the green paper, whereas we are supposed to have it. So, if members haven't got it.
Yes, it's down as agenda item 14, but it applies to agenda item 5, which is the Great Totem application. And reluctant as I am to clear the chamber.
No, carry on, that's fine. If it's on here, I've already read it, but I just don't want to miss anything.
Okay, but we do have to be very careful, and I need to make sure we don't.
Would it not be appropriate, Chairman, to take the item, receive the non-confidential information, receive any members of the public who want to speak, and then at that point we can clear the chamber and discuss the confidential legal advice. Does that make more sense?
It does make sense. I've got Mrs. Channer, then Councillor Keyes and Councillor Durham.
Just a question, Madam Chairman. So I've just noticed it. I've got the green paper and it says agenda item number 14. I don't appear to have agenda item number 13 on my agenda. What's agenda item number 13?
That's the resolution to exclude the public and press.
So that will come
ordinarily
separately.
This whole item would have been left to the end.
Yeah.
So but it didn't happen.
So is it being dealt with in public for agenda item 5, or whatever it's under, and then going into green if necessary?
This is the difficulty. We can only begin and hope we don't get Councillor Durham.
Chairman, as awkward as it may seem, there is a very grave danger that something is said that will stray, that will move into the private domain. So I feel that we have no option than to treat this in private and confidential session.
Could I do a straw poll? Councillor Keyes.
Could we do it last?
That's the next question. I was going to ask, how many people have come to listen to the great topic?
Before you vote, Madam Chairman, could I just ask the monitoring officer if he can give us, if in effect, the reason that this particular item is to go on green? I think that might help.
Yes, it is. It's, Chairman, it's based on the fact this is obviously legal advice, confidential legal advice, in the sense that there may be proceedings that arise as a result of it, depending on your decision. And I don't know what your decision will be. And also, there are two tests. The one is legal privilege in contemplation of legal proceedings, and there only has to be the prospect of legal proceedings, no guarantee, and it is also in the public interest, not in the public interest. It's better that it's not heard by the public than it is, so the public interest test has to be satisfied. Officers were of the view that it was sensitive enough to be in private and confidential.
I don't think whether we consider this at the end or the beginning of the meeting really matters, because we'll still have to have the private and the public session, or only the private session. I think, given the number of people who have turned up who obviously have a view on this application, it would certainly seem sensible to at least give the members of the public who would normally have an opportunity to speak and comment on the application, even if we then go into consideration of the matter in camera, which I think probably does make sense given the legal advice that Mr. Quelch talks about.
Councillor.
Well, I think that is right. I think we should hold it in the order in which it appears on the agenda, and I think we need to be mindful of our monitoring officer here, and if the discussion on agenda item 5 start straying into the confidential, perhaps he will interrupt or give the members advance warning that they are doing so, at which time, Chairman, then you can call the private session.
If you'd like a view from my perspective,
please.
I think actually it does tie members' hands when they've got the fear that they may say something, they might not know whether what they're about to say really does stray over the threshold into private and confidential. So my suggestion would be that members of the public are heard, if any have anything to say, and then, as Councillor Sismi says, then the committee can decide whether they want to go into private and confidential at that particular point.
Reasonable. Could I just have a straw poll, ladies and gentlemen, of who's here for the Hall Road? Quite a lot. Okay. Then I think we should do that. We'll hear the members of the public. So, first we'll have the officer's report, which is in the public domain. And then I have two people to speak on that members of the public.
Thank you, Chair. This what is before us relates to a Section 52 agreement that was part of a 1984 planning permission for the Seegers Estate in Great Totton. The Section 52 agreement that was completed related to three restrictions, one of which was to prevent the landowner from submitting any further applications or allowing developments on the land edged green, which is shown on the plan available there. In 2016, a planning application has been received by the council, determined and refused for planning for housing development at the bottom end of that land-edged green. And that was refused and went to appeal and was subsequently allowed by the planning inspectorate. This doesn't override the restriction that was in place under the Section 52 agreement, and therefore the applicant has approached the council to seek the lifting of that restriction. The procedure used was an application under Section 106A of the Town and Country Planning Act 1990, which doesn't apply to Section 57 of the 1973 Act. It's therefore the case that we can't use that mechanism to amend a pre-existing Section 52 agreement, pardon the jargon. The advice that has been received by the council, by offices, is that we refuse to determine the application under section 106A because that mechanism is the wrong one for dealing with the matter that is before us. However, we can voluntarily agree to vary the section one, the section 52 agreement, as is our right as party to the agreement. The reason that this is considered to be the appropriate action to vary the section 52 is that the restriction that's imposed is unreasonable. It takes away the ability of the applicant to utilise legislation, which is something that is not within our gift to do, and is considered to be an unreasonable restriction. The appropriate mechanism to determine whether a development is acceptable is through a planning application, which has duly occurred, and it's not for the local planning authority to be able to take the ability to submit a planning application away, which is what the restriction did. The advice received is that this wouldn't be defendable through an injunction.
I don't know whether you should be talking about this. Okay,
I've been advised to stop.
Yeah.
Okay. In conclusion, if I may, the advice was that we do not determine the section 106A application, but we do determine the... We agree to vary the section 52 agreement. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, our first speaker is an objector, in fact, Mr. Garrod. Sorry. Councillor Durham?
Well I think by the intervention of the monitoring officer, Chairman, I think this emphasises the fact that we should be in private session.
I think we should hear the members of the public, and then I'm terribly sorry, but I'm going to have to clear the chamber for this one. I was hoping not to, but there you go. Can we get the time up, please? Right, Mr. Garrod, make yourself comfortable. If you can allow us a moment to get the timer up. Because we have a long agenda, I'm going to be an absolute stickler for the 2 minutes. It's going to be absolutely on the button for every single application this evening. Give everyone due warning. So, please use the microphone. Can you turn the microphone on, please?
Press the button.
There you go. 2 minutes from when you begin. Thank you.
Around 1980, the building of Seegers was completed to the expectation of residents. Shortly afterwards, a submission was made to extend this by a further 6 properties. At a meeting in the village hall, which I attended in the early 1980s, local residents collectively voiced their objection to this. Following a heated and somewhat acrimonious debate, a compromise was reached between the prospective developer cum Landover, councillors and local residents, whereby in exchange for the opposition to the proposed building being laid in abeyance, a legal defence against any further building would be drawn up and implemented, protecting the land adjacent to Seegers, Millways and Hall Road from further development. Furthermore, the landowner of the cricket field would transfer his ownership to the parish council for a nominal sum. The residents were satisfied this would be honoured by the implementation of the subsequent Section 52 notice. Notwithstanding this apparently legally binding agreement, planning permission has subsequently been granted in respect of part of the protected area in question. It is quite remarkable that the Section 52 notice has been suffocated, thus allowing planning to be authorised. For some reason, best known to the Council, the two aspects of this topic were handled in reverse order. The question to be asked is, why did the Section 52 notice not prevent the planning process from continuing? Whatever advice the committee may have been given, failure to uphold this notice would clearly appear to be an abdication of elected responsibility. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Carrick. And Mr. Ford, the same rules, please. 2 minutes from when you begin.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm the agent for this application. The correct vehicle for managing the development of land and buildings is through the land use planning system, planning applications, appeals, the local plan, and we've navigated that system. It's not been easy. What we have is an agreed and optimised scheme which delivers some public benefits, including affordable housing, remediation of contaminated land, And that really, that's the right way to look at it. The Section 52 agreement was did deliver some public benefits at the time, but in relation to its prevention of development on this land was unreasonable then and is certainly unreasonable now. And that's the advice in front of you today. It's recommended that you vary the agreement. That's the advice that you've been given. I hope you'll agree to that. If you look at the alternative, there's no easy mechanism to challenge a refusal of this. It's not a cheap and cheerful appeal to Planning Inspectorate. It's High Court Lands Tribunal. The costs and consequences for all parties is significant and needs carefully weighing. Your ability to serve an injunction is actually in paragraph 3.2.6. It is reported publicly. And there's a great weakness there. So I hope you will take the advice. It seems to be the logical conclusion. I recognise the strong local feeling against this particular development, but due process and careful objective thought has been put into it, and this is where we are. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, members, I propose we skip down to agenda item 13, exclusion of the public and press. I have to read all of this. To resolve that under section 100A, brackets 4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the public be excluded from the meeting for the following item of business on the grounds that it involves the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 5 of part 1 of schedule 12A to the Act, and that this satisfies the public interest test. I so propose. Is there a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Durham. Those in agreement? Those against? Well, there was a majority in agreement. Councillor Sismi, you want to say something?
No, I was just going to suggest, Chairman, that you let members of the public know that obviously once we've considered this item, we'll then go back into public session for the remaining
course.
Items.
I would have got to that, I promise. My members of the public, I am most terribly sorry. I do have to ask you to leave. Our clerk will. Where are we going to shepherd them?
Downstairs.
It does have to be downstairs. I'm sorry, this would not normally happen.
Do you want to adjourn the meeting?
Yes, I'm going to adjourn the meeting for a few minutes for you to achieve that. We will, of course, be asking you back after this session.